I'm Spartacus!
Screenwriter Dalton Trumbull wrote some of the most iconic movies in history, including Spartacus, The Brave One, and Roman Holiday. He won 2 Academy Awards during his 4-decade-long career. But Trumbull is perhaps better known for his role in standing up to congressional extremists who exploited the fear of communism to create the infamous Hollywood blacklist.
Dalton Trumbull was a screenwriter. He was most well known as the screenwriter for film like Spartacus and Roman Holiday. But more than that, he got caught up in the blacklist, became one of the Hollywood 10 who were blacklisted by the studio system.
Peter Askin is a producer and director who worked with Dalton Trumbo's late son Christopher to produce an acclaimed play about the blacklisting. Askin then did a movie based on the play. Trumbull will be shown at the Ojai Playhouse Theater this Saturday, with Askin present to answer questions afterwards and a benefit for the Focus on the Masters arts group. Askin talks about the dark period in American history when the fear of communism made blacklisting common.
Post-World War II, it became prevalent in the United States, a growing paranoia about Russia as an adversary, even though we were allies in World War II. The simplistic notion among people was that it was democracy versus communism, and people felt Russia could infiltrate our democracy.
While Trumbull didn't seek the role, he became the unofficial spokesman for the Hollywood artist targeted by the House Committee on Un-American Activities in 1947. Here's an excerpt of his testimony.
Are you or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
I believe I have the right to be confronted with any evidence which supports this question. I should like to see what you have.
Oh, well, you would.
Yes.
Well, you will pretty soon. The witness is excused. Impossible.
Askin says Hollywood was targeted because of its influence in popular culture, and some screenwriters came under special scrutiny because they created the direction and dialogue of films.
These people were asked, were they now or had ever been a member of the Communist Party? And they also were forced to name other people they knew who might be members of the Communist Party. And it really became a challenge of the First Amendment, free speech. They could have easily taken the Fifth Amendment, where they didn't have to testify, but then they would simply be guilty by association, by refusing to testify. Whereas by taking the First Amendment, freedom of speech, they thought they could retain their dignity and their principles, at the same time would not be convicted.
But the strategy didn't work, especially when the major studios failed to support most of those targeted by the fearmongers.
When Dalton Trumbo testified and they asked him questions, he chose to answer the questions he wanted to, and then he asked his own questions. And he and others were cited for contempt of Congress and sentenced to prison. In Trumbo's case, it was a year in prison in Kentucky. Meanwhile, the Hollywood producers got together and made a statement that they would refuse to hire anyone who had affiliations with the Communist Party. So Trumbo, who before these hearings began was the highest paid screenwriter in Hollywood, became bankrupt.
Trumbo and some of the others fled the country. He continued to work, churning out dozens of scripts using pseudonyms.
He and a few others left the country for Mexico. The Hollywood producers knew good writers, and the best writers were the ones being blacklisted. They continued to hire them surreptitiously under fictitious names, so a script, for example, that Trumbo might have written for $50,000, these producers and studios were getting them for $2,000 and $5,000. So Trumbo went bankrupt.
Finally, some Hollywood icons stepped up to help.
At the end of the 50s, he wrote 2 films, Spartacus and Exodus. Spartacus initially did not have Trumbo's name on it. It was another name. But Kirk Douglas and the producers of Spartacus, they wanted to put Trumbo's name on the screenplay. At the same time, Otto Preminger was producing Exodus. He was in a different position because Otto Preminger had autonomy at the studio for that film, and he could do whatever he wanted. He wanted Trumbo's name to be on the script, and they allowed that to happen. And those two collectively helped begin to break the blacklist.
It also opened the door for Trumbo to return to the United States, where he continued to work until his death in 1976. His late son Christopher, who lived in Ojai, also worked as a screenwriter on feature films and television series. In 2003, the younger Trumbo wrote a play based on his father's story called Trumbo, Red, White, and Blacklisted, which Peter Askin refined and directed.
There is a book of letters. It's about 700 pages that Trumbo wrote throughout his life. And he wrote in his own defense. He wrote to Congress about what was happening. He wrote to friends. He wrote to enemies. The letters are completely unique, extremely articulate. We put it up on a one-night-a-week benefit in New York. everybody who read it loved the material. And the first person to do it was Ed Harris, and then Tim Robbins, Paul Giamatti. That blossomed from once a week to a full production in New York, which Nathan Lane opened.
The play led to a 2008 documentary film version of the story. Eskin says that Trumbo never openly talked about whether he had been a member of the Communist Party, but says in America, it shouldn't be anyone else's business.
He wasn't active in it. He worked in a bakery as a kid, and he saw his father struggle, and he saw how collective bargaining could make a difference. He believed in unions. But then he got tired of the Communist Party, and he quit. And then when everybody else was quitting because of the pressure, he joined up again. He was very much his own man.
Askin says he looks at the film as more than a history lesson, but as art, and also as a cautionary tale, which is relevant today.
Look at the eavesdropping and things going on now, invading our privacy and our First Amendment rights.
Trumbo, the documentary, will be screened at 4:30 this Saturday at the Ojai Playhouse Theater, with director Peter Askin on hand to talk about the film. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.